competition about who says the most outrageous things on stage and insults the most people and is the most disgusting and outrageous verbose individual. And I think I was tired of his suggestions at that point. And I said, yeah, you know, just do it. And then he made like this horrible invitations and invited these horrible people, which were obviously fabulous people.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm your witch doctor. No, I'm joking. I've just been down the conservative club because I am a man of wealth and taste. And I've spent the last 35 years working for the occult branch of British intelligence.
Good evening, sir.
I dance with a man who danced with a man who danced with the Prince of Wales. And I was trained by Aldous Huxley himself. And after he'd sorted out a bit of business with an American Jack Leary, he trained me. It's all a bit of a chore, so when I get home, I like to put me slippers on. But around the conservatory, the cabbage patch, the fucking cabbage patch, let him down the con clubs and make mine a large one, bar steward. And in a not dissimilar fashion, a chap we knew went round Whitechapel in 1888, slaughtering street whores so that the Leonids will destroy the world in the next year or two.
Don't mention the Freemasons.
Meteor storm, don't you know? It's all a bloody odd job, so make mine a large one, you bar steward. Don't spare the bleeding eyes. Hanging on your head. No one likes a meddler who messes with things that don't fucking concern. So when I get home, I pot around the greenhouse, water me plants, then off down the chambers to make mine a large one.
A large one.
Shatamole, thou art avenged.
And don't forget the fucking ice.
35 years I've been working in this job, barman.
Cut.
Would you understand
me?
Fixing you up on the young lad called Diamond. And when I get home, I pot around the fucking cabbage patch.
What?
I fucking want
Jack
Tremblay now avenged!